Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let us be the first to wish you a very, very happy and warm World Series Eve. Because we're almost there, kids. The eve of the most anticipated World Series maybe of our lifetime. The Los Angeles Dodgers, and for the first time in 15 years, your New York Yankees. We got a lot to get to besides just that. John Mara said something last night, and Tiki Barber was right there and all over it. Plus, Davante Adams tells us a lot about what's illing the New York Jets, and I've got this incredible conspiracy theory about Bill Belichick that will have 97% of our audience saying, you're right, Evan, I'm sorry for ever doubting
you. And it has nothing to do with the Jets or the Giants?
Believe it or not, has nothing to do with the Jets or the Giants.
Really? I mean, because the Jets would be in play, but he hates the Jets, so probably not so much.
Not the Jets.
We heard John Mara say the Dave's isn't getting fired. So
that's right.
What the heck are you talking about?
Oh, you're going to love it. I think you're going to say, Evan, that's the smartest thing you've ever said. But Yankee fans, we have to have an honest conversation. And I've had this conversation with Met fans. They get very upset with me when I say this. But I think you people, Yankee fans, will understand this better than they. This World Series that begins tomorrow night, it's the first time the Yankees have been there in 15 years. It's a long time. And I think what that reminds you is something I've stressed over and over again with the teams I root for, with the teams I don't root for, with every team, which is nothing in life is a given. Just because you think you're on the top of the world doesn't mean you're going to be back there next year. And that's why starting tomorrow night, fair or not fair, Aaron Judge is about to play the most important 8 days of his entire life. And it's going to determine his Yankee legacy for the good or for the bad. Because the reality is, Aaron Judge is in the prime of his career right now. He is at the prime of his powers. He's 32 years old.
Yep.
Next year, when the season's underway, he's going to be 33. I don't know if he's ever going to be the guy he was this year and the guy he was 2 years ago. And he's in a World Series. And you could take all his postseason numbers, and I know they haven't been good, and you could flush them. Because none of it matters. What matters, fair or not, small sample size alert, is what happens in the next 7 days. I really believe Aaron Judge, Tiki, in a lot of ways, is playing for his entire Yankee legacy based on what happens.
His entire legacy?
Yes.
Dude hit 62 home runs a couple years ago.
I know. And you're laughing, and I want to laugh too.
I am laughing.
Because this is the New York Yankees. And winning a championship is so freaking important, and having your imprint on a championship is so freaking important. And I don't want to minimize 62 home runs or 58 home runs or all the ridiculous numbers he's put up, because Tiki, he's an unbelievable, generational, superstar regular season player. But this is the New York Yankees. And for him to get to that pantheon with the other names, and I'll mention the other names if you want me to remind you, the Mickey Mantles of the world, the Joe DiMaggio's of the world, the Babe Ruths of the world, even Derek Jeter. He has to win, and he has to make an impact. And that's the damn truth.
So the game is so different than it was then. The repetitive nature of the Yankees winning, that era is gone. I don't think it can't happen as easily as it used to be able to, where you just repeat after repeat or dynasty, because the rest of the league can't catch up in some capacity, and you have such a strong core. Right? So I know what you're saying. I also know what you're saying about his age. 33 is not old. Giancarlo Stanton is 35, not even 35 yet. And look what he's doing in the postseason.
But remember this, Teak. Giancarlo's 35.
And he's not injury prone like Giancarlo Stanton.
Is this Giancarlo's fifth World Series? It's his first World Series.
Of course it's his first
Getting
World
to a World Series is very hard. But you don't know if you're ever going to be there
I'm not
again.
Even talking about Giancarlo Stanton being in the World Series. I'm just talking about Giancarlo Stanton's age and how he's raking when it matters most in the postseason. Aaron Judge can't be that at 36 or 37 years old, possibly. I hear what you're trying to say, because there is not a lot of opportunity, at least not frequent opportunity, for the Yankees during the Aaron Judge tenure. Just hasn't happened. And so you get there one time, it might be your only time.
Yes.
And so if your legacy is going to be ultimately determined by your championship and not the full body of work over the entire course of his career, all of it, I'm assuming, is going to be with the New York Yankees, then I hear what you're saying, but I don't necessarily buy it. I think the fan...
You don't buy it because it's not fair? Well, or you don't buy it because you just don't think that's true?
I don't think it's true, because I think there's so much other successes that Aaron Judge will be judged, that will be, it's hard to say judge. Judge will be judged by, evaluated by. But I also know that the fan realizes it's not all Aaron Judge's fault.
No one's saying it is. It's not
now,
that.
Has he been terrible at times in the postseason? Sure. But you're not going to put every loss on Aaron Judge over the course of his career in the postseason, obviously this year excluded. You can't do that. It's just not fair to a team nature.
There's a difference between being appreciated as a great player, which Aaron Judge is, yes, which Don Mattingly is, and then being on that next level. And what I would argue is that Aaron Judge has put together a resume, specifically over the last few years, where he's moving up that ladder, he's challenging the Mickey Mantles and the Joe DiMaggios and, dare I say, even the Babe Ruths. But to get to that level, it's not just 1,100 OPSs in a regular season, and it's impressive. I don't want to minimize it, but to get to that next level is winning.
Yeah.
And I know it's tough, and I know it's not all on him. That's why these games coming up are so damn important, because it changes everything about him, fair or not. Yeah. And I'm not telling you it's fair. I'm not the arbiter of what's fair or not. I'm just telling you, sitting around these places, talking to Yankee fans over the years, whether it's current players or past players,
right,
whether it's guys I watched or guys I didn't watch, you've got to win, and you got to perform at the highest level
What if he doesn't?
Then he's Don Mattingly, which is a nice, cute place.
No. He is better than Don Mattingly, only because Don Mattingly's career got short-circuited because of his back injury. I don't think Aaron Judge, if he doesn't win a World Series, is going to be penalized in our view of how great he was.
Could he ever be Joe DiMaggio?
No, but
okay, well, that's my point. He can't get to that next level without winning and being a part of that winning. Because we're not talking about a cute story anymore. We're not talking about, oh, he's a great Yankee. Sure, he's a great Yankee. This generation, you'll love him. To be an all-time all-timer, which statistically he's challenging. I give him so much credit for that. Like, that's tough to fathom. He's challenging the Gehrigs and the Ruths and the Mantles and the DiMaggios. But what all those guys did, and I get it, Tiki, it was a completely different era. In a lot of ways, you gotta win. And
won so much.
And I'm not even holding him to that standard. I'm not saying he's got to win 7 championships or 5 championships
or 9.
But he's got to win one, bro.
I mean,
but he's got to win one.
He does. Well, let's say he wins one.
Yeah.
Let's say the Yankees win the World Series and Aaron Judge hits one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50 with, I don't know, 6 hits over the course, whatever.
He's That's a great question, by the way.
What happens?
That's a great question.
And he's not a big reason why.
I think it's a, so my answer to that would
be. You going
to
give him credit for it?
First of all, it's not about me, okay? I'm just the arbiter of.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What's around us and the way guys are
being bad despite the championship.
I think that Aaron Judge will always get credit for winning a championship. And I think that people would actually be able to slightly look past his World Series struggles and say, hey, look, they don't get to the World Series without him. The regular season was this and that. But I think struggling and losing, it's very tough to overcome because this is a franchise that's defined by winning. And for Aaron to get onto that level, and he really has a chance because I think what's so incredible about what Aaron Judge has accomplished is that when he had 62 home runs in 2022 and he won the MVP, most of us thought to ourselves, of course you have to re-sign him, but let's understand he's probably never going to replicate that. I think that was a very fair opinion to have.
Yeah.
And he did 2 years later.
Right.
Dude, statistically, outside of 4 fewer home runs, he had a better season this year than he had in 2022.
Right.
Look at any metric you want to look at. Any one of them. You want to look at on base. You want to look at slugging. You want to look at RBIs. You want to look at OPS. You want to look at OPS plus. Like, I'm not even joking. Every freaking stat outside of 4 home runs, Aaron Judge was better this year than he was 2022.
That's right.
That's an incredible accomplishment. But you have to win a championship when you're a New York Yankee. And he's here.
Yeah.
And the moment's right there in front of him.
How many championships is this team winning? If they win this year, they're winning how many?
I mean,
one.
Okay.
You're probably right.
Okay.
Right?
So,
every other team's going to catch up, right? Or surpass. And especially if you don't hold on to Juan Soto. I know it feels like if this team wins and they stay together, they're just going to keep winning and win. You can't guarantee that. So, when I look at all the or I listen to all the names that you're talking about, from Joe DiMaggio who has 9 to Mickey Mantle who has 7 and Jeter who has 5 and Babe Ruth. How many is Babe Ruth? Babe has 5, 4, 5, whatever he has.
And Aaron's not getting any of those numbers,
just,
by the way.
I agree. It's just multiples. It's never going to. Aaron Judge is never going to get there.
But I'm not holding him to that standard because I know that for a myriad of reasons, that's unrealistic.
Yes.
All of those guys you mentioned are part of dynastic Yankee teams. And if your point is this team going to be a dynasty? Probably not. It's very tough to be a dynasty. When was the last true dynasty we had in baseball? The answer is the Yankees.
Right.
I mean, honestly, other than the A's, they're like the only baseball team ever that's been a dynasty. So I'm not holding him to a standard.
I mean, the closest one would be not even the Astros because
they came up short.
They came up short.
I thought they had a chance. I argued with Sean last year about it. They came up short. So I'm not saying they're ever going to be a dynasty. I just know that getting here is really tough. And I think Yankee fans can appreciate that more than ever. Getting to a World Series is really, really tough.
Right.
And there's a good chance that this is going to be Aaron Judge's one chance at it.
So you're saying that this is going to define his career?
I think in a lot of ways, and very unfairly, yeah. Yeah, and there are guys, like Ted Williams is a great example. Ted Williams is one of the greatest hitters of all time. I think everybody agrees with that. And yet Ted Williams, unfairly, is defined by, oh yeah, but remember that World Series he was in? And it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Now, that's not fair. You're talking about the sample size of what? You're talking about the sample size of 1 year in 1946. He got to the World Series. He had 25 at-bats.
So wait,
and it defined him.
But this is the... But yeah, but I...
Fair or not, it's the truth.
I don't know, because when I think about Ted Williams, I think of reverence. I don't think of, yeah, but he didn't win the World Series.
It's a part of his story. It's a big part of his story.
Is it?
I'm not saying it's the only part of his story.
It's almost like you're saying if Aaron Judge loses this World Series and the Yankees never get back with Aaron Judge on this roster, then his floor of reverence is Ted Williams.
Well,
because Ted Williams is similar, right?
No, because
2-time MVP, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
No, no, but here's the difference.
Batting titles, all those other things.
Here's the difference. That franchise that Ted didn't win with, won with nobody else. So here's how things would work if Aaron Judge doesn't win a World Series this year, and they never win a World Series, okay? And look, the Yankees could easily get back next year,
But the truth is, they haven't been here since 2009. So I'm not speaking out of school, just like when I said to you on Monday about the Mets. I don't know if they'll ever be back. I don't say that flippantly about my team or your team. I say it about every team. Sports is like that. Sometimes you need to be reminded how difficult it is to get to this point.
Yeah.
But I want to answer it. Let's say the Yankees don't win the World Series this year, and Aaron Judge is mediocre in this World Series. What's his legacy? I'll tell you exactly what it is on this radio station. The modern Yankee fan, the younger Yankee fan, will say, Aaron Judge is my guy, and you keep his name out your mouth. And then other guys who are a little bit older, I'm not even saying that much older, a little bit older, will scoff and say, I watched Jeter. I watched Mariano. I watched A-Rod even. No. Sorry, not going to cut it. And then the older Yankee fan, a little grizzle in their voice, they'll say, I watched Reggie Jackson. And the real old Yankee fan, hopefully still walking the earth, they'll say, I watched Mickey Mantle. And so that's where his legacy will be.
Okay.
The young one will protect them, but you got to win. And it sucks because it's tough. It sucks because it's a little moment in time,
yeah.
But it's the reality that Aaron Judge is now facing.
You know what my problem with having this conversation is?
Go ahead.
Is it's like you're trying to assign shame to that you competed and you were great at what you did, but as in a team sport, you fell short.
Yeah,
right.
Sucks, bro.
It does suck.
I completely agree with that.
Is there shame in that for Aaron Judge? Are we chastising him? Right? Because I live this,
yeah.
Basically. Right? I had one shot at winning a Super Bowl.
You're right.
In 2000. We got our asses kicked. But it didn't stop me from trying to be as great as I could be every single year until I retired. Right? I don't feel shame in the fact that I didn't win a Super Bowl. Because go look. I dare you. Not dare you, but I just tell you. Go look at all of the great Giants in the history of the New York Giants.
Right.
I might be the only one without a championship.
Mm.
Might be. And so it just is, but it doesn't make me feel lesser than.
I'm not saying it should make Aaron Judge feel lesser than.
Then why have the conversation about his legacy? Why put this in a position where Aaron, you better win or else? It's because it's not an or else.
Because
he's gonna go rake, be great, work as hard as he can, try to be the best player, person that he can be for his team. And if they win, you win. If you don't, you don't.
Because
it's sport.
Because for the individual, for Aaron Judge, he can go retire and never have to care about stupid conversations in New York City bars. He doesn't have to.
Right.
He doesn't have to care about the 2035 discussion at Stance. Like, he doesn't have to, but that discussion will happen.
Mm.
And here's the beautiful part for you and for Aaron. Either way, you're in a great spot because if someone's saying you're not Lou Gehrig, you're
well, that's
just
what I mean.
Like, it's a great spot
that's
to be.
I mean. That's why I was talking about Ted Williams.
Right.
Hey, guess what, Aaron? Not Yankee lore because obviously he was in Boston, but your floor is Ted Williams.
Right.
That's the worst you're going to be
no,
remembered
it's not a terrible
in the history of the sports world. It's like, bro, I'll take it.
No, I would
too. Because if Aaron Judge was 13 years old and you told him that, he'd say, sign me up.
Oh, 1,000%. And I think Aaron Judge has already assured himself, based on his performance at the major league level, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's had a great career. But that doesn't stop the discussions of fans. That doesn't stop Ralph, who's sitting there after he got off the train drinking a beer, arguing with his younger nephew. Let me tell you about Aaron Judge. He was great, but he ain't Mantle. 718-937. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Mantle never played with six teams in the playoffs every year either.
I know.
The road is harder now.
That's a great point. That's a very good point.
I won't stand
for guess what? You guys won the league. World Series.
Right? Yeah. That's why he has more postseason at-bats and everything.
In fairness, before you continue, because I appreciate you saying that, but now I need to not fact check you because you didn't say anything wrong, but now I need to have a discussion with you. If we played under the old rules, this would be the first Yankee playoff appearance in over a decade.
Yeah, right.
Okay? So, they wouldn't have had chances in 17, 18, 20, 21, 22. Just if we're being fair, because you're right. If you had the best record, and you went right to the World Series.
Can I caveat that even further?
This is the first time they've had the best record in over a decade.
Can I caveat that even further?
Of course you
then
can.
Then maybe Cashman would have acted differently at trade deadline.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Maybe he would have been fired 7 years ago.
And that's what I was going to say.
Touche.
We would always blame Cashman for that. And look, will Aaron Judge's legacy be enhanced? Sure. But I have lived long enough in this town to know guys like Patrick Ewing, Don Mattingly, Henrik Lundqvist, David Wright are beloved, and they never won it.
Are you saying there's someone else who has more on the line in this series than Aaron Judge?
Oh, there is.
Really?
Because I just rattled off a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what all those guys have in common?
Well, give me the names again.
Don Mattingly.
David Wright.
Henrik Lundqvist. Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
About 6 months ago, we had this great list that we came out with, or a committee around here came out with.
Oh,
the greatest draft picks in New York sports history.
That's right.
They were all on that list.
That's
right. Tiki Barber.
That's right.
Tiki Barber, another one of those. Again, all five of those guys, what do they have in common?
They were on our draft pick list.
No. They were homegrown, nurtured from the ground up, always a part of these organizations like Aaron Judge is, which is why Aaron Judge is not the one with the biggest legacy on the line.
Really?
It's Garrett freaking Cole.
Garrett freaking Cole. Let's examine that. That's an interesting point. We'll come back. We'll examine that. Plus, we'll get more to your phone calls about Aaron Judge and everything on the line as we welcome in a brand new holiday, a holiday we haven't had in this town in 9 years, a holiday we haven't had in this town for Yankee fans in 15 years, it's World Series Eve here on WFAN. And by the way we're going to celebrate World Series Eve and World Series Day is tomorrow on this radio program and throughout this radio station. We're basically giving you guys incredible lottery tickets. You're going to win pairs of World Series tickets. Morning show, midday show. We got multiple pairs to give away tomorrow right here on WFAN. This is game one of the World Series, a game you will hear right here on the fan. You'll hear every game right here on the fan. We will give you extended pregame coverage right up until the official Yankee pregame show tomorrow night at 7:25. And like I mentioned, Yankee tickets throughout the day tomorrow, a chance to be in the building for game three of the World Series. Fair or not, this is Aaron Judge's first World Series. It may be his only World Series, knowing how difficult it is to get to this point. And this week is going to determine a lot of strong opinions on Aaron Judge's Yankee legacy. Now, Sean Morash, as a Yankee fan, is saying that, sure, that may be true, but there's somebody else who's got more on the line this week than even Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's Garrett Cole. It's absolutely Garrett Cole, and I come with evidence.
Hmm.
I brought up all of those names in New York lore, from Wright to Tiki to Henrik to Patrick. And sure, maybe they've been criticized for not winning, but ultimately they're loved and endeared here forever. Hired guns, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't win here as a hired gun and your contract tolls, you're not thought of as any kind of legacy guy here. And Garrett Cole has not won yet, and he was brought over here. And I'll give you a perfect example. Who threw out the first pitch of one of these playoff games this year?
CC Sabathia.
Right. CC Sabathia was a hired gun ace pitcher. He only won one. All it took was one. He's loved here forever, and he fired all of that. He got it out of the way early. You know who else was probably arguably just as good as CC Sabathia in New York but didn't win a ring? Mike Mussina. You even hear from him anymore? Do Yankee fans even talk about him anymore?
You know, you're good. You're good. Because as you were saying this, my counterpoint to you was going to be Mike Mussina.
Interesting.
And but it's funny because you used him in a good way. Like, yeah. I commend you. Basically, you said no one gives a rat's ass about Mike Mussina.
Doesn't mean we don't like him. We don't talk about him or care about him.
Back to you was going to be no one dislikes Mike Mussina.
But nobody cares about him. We're not clamoring for him to come back. Who cares if he ever shows up to an old-timers day? Who has the Mike Mussina discussion at bars?
So you're
I see it, though, because he wasn't born and bred here.
He wasn't born and bred here and then didn't win a championship.
No, he's a higher. Look, Mike Mussina and CC Sabathia is a very good comparison.
Starting in World Series, didn't win.
They're tremendous pitchers who you stole from another team. And I don't use the word steal like in a bad way. Like, it's free agency. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You sign Mike Mussina away from the Orioles. You sign Sabathia away from the Brewers. And they came to you and were pretty good.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you're defined by winning. I agree with you, but there's a huge but to this. I think that hired guns we talk about and we care about, But there's something different than when the level of player we're talking about when it comes to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is the Mickey Mantle of our era. He is the Derek Jeter or Don Mattingly of our era. And I think that's very different than the hired gun comparison that you're making.
But the problem is, in baseball lore in this town specifically, you're right, maybe he'll never be Jeter, DiMaggio, or any of that. But when it comes to icons, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Aaron Judge could be that and be thought about in baseball history forever without a championship, just like
but
those guys were.
But they're not Yankees.
But that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Like, look,
because in this town, you could either be that guy or you could be Don Mattingly, and you're loved forever because you were born and raised here and did enough here.
I don't have these arguments about the Mets because we're kind of, excuse me to my fellow Met fans, we're very losery. You don't have to win and we may love you. Like, we'd love for you to win. If you won, we'd build a statue for you. But our bar's a lot lower. The bar with the Yankees is really high.
But all the guys we're talking about have all won multiple championships. And, God, I hope that this is the start of that. But it's probably too far gone to assume that anyway.
Yeah, it's too hard to win a championship.
He's never going to get to those guys anyway.
Exactly. So winning one obviously solidifies him as one of the greats of all time. But he's going to be one of the greats of all time simply because he's going to keep winning MVPs. He's going to keep hitting home runs and be Aaron Judge. Like, he's not going to fade away because he got physically out of shape. Like, top-end athletes don't do that. Giancarlo Stanton, not falling out of shape. Now, he can't stay healthy half the time, but look how jacked he is. And look how fit he is at 35 years old. Aaron Judge is going to be the same way for, I think, a lot of more years.
Yeah.
And so he's going to put up massive numbers. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. And winning a World Series obviously solidifies him in, like, the pantheon of greats, but he's still going to be revered legacy-wise in New York regardless.
He's done so much other stuff in just the historical part of the game that he will always be a revered Yankee. Gerrit Cole will not without a ring.
What I find very funny is Tiki.
By the way,
yes.
Plexico. It's a perfect example.
Yep.
Plexico Burress.
Yes.
He was here for less than the amount of years he was at Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
And so, but he won a championship.
No, absolutely. Winning a title here makes all the difference. I believe Tiki Barber is very genuine in his opinion, and I respect that. Sean's a hypocrite.
Why?
Because everything he's saying now is with a few days to relax and a few days of calmness. If Aaron Judge pulls a Gil Hodges in this World Series.
So next Monday.
And goes 0-22 and they don't win. Trust me. Hey, Lugie knows him better than anybody. What's Sean going to be saying about Aaron Judge next week?
You know what? Let's just be real here. Aaron Judge, I mean, this guy's Don Mattingly.
He'll be the first to turn on him. By the way, not one player that has been mentioned, maybe Hank, he might have been the best goalie of his generation. Sean could speak to that better than I can, was never the best player in their sport. Aaron Judge is the best player in the sport for the Yankees, the captain, and puts up not great regular season numbers.
Tiki, I'll take care of this. Are you trying to say that Tiki Barber wasn't the best player in the NFL at any point?
I finished top five in an MVP category one year.
Shut your mouth!
I love you, Tiki.
Keep your name out my mouth, Tommy.
But you know what I'm saying here.
I'm just messing
with you. Also, too, and this could go for Tiki and everybody else you just mentioned, Patrick, Hank. Nobody that we mentioned, David Wright, got to play with somebody like Juan Soto. Nobody. To have that kind of player with you, top five, and you don't win a championship that year. And oh, by the way, they're in the World Series right now, not because of Judge, but because of Stanton, because of Soto, because of Glaber, because of Volpe. He has not carried his weight here in October.
Look,
don't forget Luke Weaver.
Yeah, Luke Weaver, my man. I made the bet already, by the way. I made the World Series MVP bet, $100 to win $22,000, which still doesn't even feel real. But no, it's a great point. And a lot of this isn't fair. It's just the reality. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Chris is in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Evan, I've been on Baseball Reference ever since Game 5 against Cleveland. And I tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. It's making me feel a little unclean because you're a Mets fan. But, I mean, I've got two major stats. One good, one bad for Judge, because I agree with you that this is on him more than Gerrit Cole or anybody else. The first is 14 series, a .203 batting average in the playoffs. It's not good enough. He's been the face of failure for all of these Yankee playoff runs. It's unfortunate, but, you know, and he's also been carried on this run. He's got to perform. But the great thing is he can perform.
Of course.
Because here's my positive.
Yeah.
10 games against the Dodgers in his career. 8 home runs. He's got to show up. He's got to be that guy. And because the Yankee offense needs him to match that Dodger offense. 10 games, 8 homers, be that judge, and he will be immortal.
Oh, and that's what's on the line here. He has a chance to get to immortality, and I think he can, because I completely agree with you, Chris. I've said this for a while about Judge, and I say this about a lot of players. When you're that great, eventually you'll show your greatness in the postseason. Unfortunately, I like to use that phrase, and I really believe that phrase, but in a lot of ways, this may be his last chance. And I say that because he does have a sample size of bad postseason numbers, all right? We all have to agree with that.
Yep.
He's played 53 postseason games. He's a .203 career hitter with a .761 OPS. In these two rounds against Kansas City and Cleveland, while he hit a monstrous home run against the Guardians, I don't dismiss that. He hit under .200 in both of these series. He hit under .170 in both of these series.
Yeah.
So there's a big sample size of him struggling. And while I say this will be his last chance, it's not that they won't be in the playoffs again. It's that if he fails in this World Series and they lose this World Series and his postseason struggles continue, I'm afraid that in future postseason series, people are going to shrug their shoulders and say, great, yeah, now you did it. Too little, too late.
Yeah, because you missed the opportunity when you had a chance.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, in that regard, you're right, because how often do you get a chance to play in the World Series? It just doesn't happen as frequently as we think it should.
That's the reality. Like, we want to be optimistic as humans. Like, you heard Met fans on Monday trying to be optimistic to me of, oh, we'll be back, we're good, we got this, we got that, we got this. It doesn't matter if we have this or that. Getting through these layers of the postseason is really hard. I know people don't like to admit that. I'll just remind you, it's really freaking hard. Yankee fans, I don't think I have to remind you. This is your first time being here since 2009. It was Obama's first term. It's hard, bro. So just because the Yankees may keep Juan Soto and they may sign Corbin Burns, whatever free agent prediction you want to come up with, or Jason Dominguez is the next, you know, superstar, that's all great. Getting here is really, really hard, and you may not get that opportunity. And that's why, like, the clock's been ticking for a while on Aaron Judge to have these big postseasons. It's 11:55 at night. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And I think he can. I believe in the guy. I'm not telling you he's some big loser. I don't buy that at all. I've never bought that.
By the way, I never got that saying.
What?
It's 11, it's midnight, it's 11:59.
Cinderella.
I know that, but like...
when the clock struck midnight, it went back to a pumpkin. Because when it struck midnight, the spell rubs off, everything goes back to the pumpkin.
He's not on a spell.
Right, but that's where the analogy comes from.
He's like Hercules.
It's also like 9:30. He's got a lot of baseball left.
By the way, has the bar, maybe Sean, this is for Sean. For Yankee fans, have you guys lowered your bar of expectations a little bit? Because A-Rod got just absolutely crucified in this town, and A-Rod is as every good a bit of player as Aaron Judge is. He had to win a title. It almost sounds like Aaron Judge doesn't have to.
Well, he wasn't grown here.
He wasn't homegrown.
I understand that.
That's the answer.
Come on. Do we forget what A-Rod?
It is honestly the answer. I mean, Sean's onto something there, because you didn't want to believe in A-Rod until he did it for you.
And A-Rod also joined a group of guys that had won.
Now, that would be, I agree with you about the whole homegrown thing. I think that's the other thing that made it more difficult.
For A-Rod.
Yeah, I think that what has helped some people, and it shouldn't lower their bar, Tommy. In a way, it should, but it shouldn't completely. Maybe it's lowered my bar, because I'm not saying Aaron Judge has to win 3 World Series titles. I haven't said that. I'm saying he's got to win 1. Mm. And you could argue, hey, Evan, why's your bar so low? You grew up in the Yankee dynasty. I also know how difficult it is. Like, I'm admitting that. It's very difficult to win a World Series. No one's saying that Aaron Judge needs to be a part of a legacy, a part of a dynasty, the way Gehrig was, or the way Mantle was, or the way Jeter was. They're tough dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you got to win 1. And I do think that A-Rod joining a team that still had the remnants of a dynasty, and then B, them being so closely removed. Think about when A-Rod was acquired. He was acquired going into the 2004 season. The Yankees were in the World Series the prior year. The prior year.
Yeah, the thought was, you get A-Rod, you're definitely winning a World Series.
It's donezo. Like, this is what's point of watching. And then 04 happens, 05 happens, 06 happens, 07 happens, 08 they're not even in the playoffs. Yeah. So I think there are differences.
Dude, 04 didn't just happen. In his very first year.
I tried to be nice, Sean.
No. But I won't. I'll as the Yankee fan will say
it. Then you do it.
I love A-Rod. I retired his damn number in here. 04 didn't just happen. A curse of 86 years ended with an epic fashion of which it was A-Rod's first year as a Yankee with a group of guys that were just in a World Series the year before.
Right.
Yes, that's not the same as Aaron Judge.
I try to be good. I'm trying to be very good today.
You're trying to be nice. You're trying to respect the banner that hangs to your left.
Well, I'm trying to respect Yankee fans' souls by not bringing up that year. So I glossed
Don't worry. Netflix already did this week.
Fair enough.
One more thing here, though, for Sean, because he mentioned Hired Gun and he mentioned Gerrit Cole. How do you not mention Juan Soto then? You talked about A-Rod coming in. He is like the A-Rod coming into this team. Obviously, the Yankees haven't won, but shouldn't Juan Soto be the missing piece? Shouldn't the pressure be on him as a hired gun?
There is pressure. If we're ranking it, he would be on somewhere in the ranking list first year, and I already know that at least somewhere else he's won a championship. Gerrit Cole is not. And Gerrit Cole, as an ace of the staff, that was a big deal getting him here to do that. He's going to get the ball 2 to 3 times. That's a bigger deal for this Yankee.
Right, but it could be Soto's one and only year.
But then he wouldn't have a Yankee legacy really anyway if they lost.
Well, the legacy is he came here, didn't win a championship, and then left. Isn't that, like, worse?
How about you positive about the Yankee team?
I'm just asking you questions. You love to ask questions. I'm just asking you questions.
He's being a jerk back to you. He sees your weakness, Sean, and he's attacking it.
Don't cower me.
See, I'm the good guy. He's the bad guy. I've been nothing but good. I'm just being honest. I'm having a nice, honest conversation.
Bully Tommy is his name.
That guy, it's Bully Tommy. He went from positive Tommy to bully, I see your weakness, Tommy.
I'm just trying to figure out why he's protecting Aaron Judge. That's all. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
He's asking questions. Let's go to Stan in Roselle Park. How are you, Stan?
I'm fine. I've been listening for a while, and, you know, you started there, well, when I started listening about Aaron Judge. Let's say he doesn't get to the World Series. He doesn't get there next year. But he puts up unbelievable numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some people might think, well, you never wear a World Series.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Tiki Barber. I'm in Buffalo Wild Wings on Route 46 all the time, especially when I'm watching the Giants and the Jets. And I'll be up there watching this game. Now, you ought to see all the people are coming in with your barber on the back. I don't hear anybody saying, oh, well, he didn't win a championship. You know, I mean.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Stan.
I think it's crazy. I don't know if you remember me, Woodland, Midland Park.
Oh, of course.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Of course.
You do. Anyway, I think and that project is really going really well.
Good.
Think that it's just people, you know.
No,
I mean,
your point is well taken, Stan. Your point is well taken. And I think Aaron Judge, for a time now, and probably for, 4 or 5 more years, is going to be some or most Yankee fans' favorite player. Now, that'll change, obviously, if Juan Soto stays here long-term, but Juan Soto's here for a year for right now. If he signs a long-term deal, that may flip pretty quickly. But for the last 5 years, 6 years maybe, their favorite Yankee has been Aaron Judge, period. And so he's been great in that time frame. And so it's hard to like say, oh, you can't champion Aaron Judge because he didn't win a championship. People are going to champion him anyways.
But okay, here's what's not fair. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to the New York Giants. The New York Yankees are not the New York Giants. The Yankees have won 27 championships.
Yeah, but
they're littered with dynasties.
Yeah, but so many of those were like, it's hard for me to like put my head around that. One, I wasn't here. And so I can truly look at it from an independent baseball observer standpoint and say that was a different era. And yes, the history exists and it lives and people brag on it, but to me it doesn't relate to now.
Because it's history.
And the history of the game was so different back then.
Totally.
And so there's a ton of championships, obviously. Let's start from the modern era of baseball. And it's still impressive, but it's not like overly dominant. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that the dynastic era. So like for me personally, as someone who's 41 years old, so I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not too young.
Yeah.
I'm not too old.
Right.
I saw them win in 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. That's 5. Like they are a championship ridden organization.
Exactly.
And so I think the bar of Yankees is just very, very high. And it's not to say that Aaron Judge is worthless if he doesn't win a World Series. No one's suggesting that. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I thought I laid it out about 15 minutes ago. You can rewind on the Odyssey app on what the debate around Aaron Judge looks like a decade from now if they don't win. And that debate is a debate of generations. The younger Yankee fan will wrap their arms around him and say, hey, it's all we know. It's very similar to Knicks fans when they argue about Carmelo Anthony. If you're over the age of 35, you think he's worthless. If you're under that, you're like, hey, that guy was a damn good Knick. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't win, they didn't get to a finals, but he was this and he was that. And again, it's not a perfect comparison. I know that. But then it becomes just a generational, I haven't seen that much good argument. But to get to that pantheon of all-time greats, and it's a very high bar, winning is essential. And I think with Aaron, he hasn't performed at a high level in the postseason.
No, he hasn't.
It's not like he's hit 450 and they're getting knocked out.
Right. Yeah, and it's somebody else's fault. It's
right.
The closer's fault or it's the rotation's fault.
Because that'd be a great argument against me saying, come on, Evan, the guy at 375. Why are you blaming him for a blown save by Aroldis Chapman or something like that? Well, he hasn't performed at a high level.
What is the modern era of baseball right now? Is it 94 when the wild card came? Or is it before?
It's so funny. So the modern era used to be referred to as 1903 beyond.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's not that anymore.
But I'm just saying from a practical sense.
So then you've got the dead ball era, but that's more in the 1920s. Then to me, the really biggest era of modern is the integration era. I mean, changed the game in more the biggest possible way. And now you're talking about the 40s, and then you want to go to the expansion era. I'm going very slow on this.
Right.
That's 1961.
Yeah, but not the expansion. I'm talking about, like, as we look at baseball now and all of the things, the DH not included, but, like, how we look at and evaluate baseball seasons and players.
You want me to give you the answer?
Yeah.
It's going to piss a lot of people off.
Which is?
Because I'm going to alienate some older people, right?
Go ahead.
I have great respect for what happened in the 60s and 70s. But to be fair in these discussions, it's the wild card era. It's 1995.
Right.
Because one thing, my dad gets so pissed about this, and he's right. Giancarlo Stanton has hit more postseason home runs than Babe Ruth. Guys, every home run Babe Ruth hit was in the World Series. That was the only postseason that existed. So whenever I hear postseason numbers,
that's
I'm always
funny,
like,
because they put those stats up during the ALCS.
Oh. Pisses him off. And by the way, there's a lot of differences. Babe Ruth also didn't face any minority pitchers.
Yeah,
like, trust me, there's a lot of things you could examine and say, well, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. But I think because of the layers of the playoffs and how difficult it is, to me, IBO here, 1995 is the true modern era of Major League Baseball.
Right. And so in that time, the Yankees have been pretty damn good.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what sucks about this? And we have not spent a second talking about it. I'm not saying we're going to do any spots on this, but it does deserve like a minute of me just reminding everybody how special this week is. I know that everybody's dead now and people don't remember it. So if history occurs, but if it's only in a book and no one's telling you a story and you don't remember it, history doesn't matter to you.
Right.
But the Yankees and the Dodgers played 7 times in 16 years when they shared a city. Like, let that marinate in people's heads. For 7 different years between 1941 and 1956, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees played a World Series against each other. The Yankees won every single year until 1955. And Gil Hodges drove in 2 runs, and Johnny Podres pitched a complete game, and the Brooklyn Dodgers walked in a Yankee stadium in a Game 7. This will be the only time I put the Dodgers over. And you want to know why? Because it's not L.A. Dodger history. It's New York history.
Right.
Okay, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in New York City, Brooklyn, New York.
And that was the relief. We did it yesterday. That was the year relief pitcher won the MVP, right?
In 55? No, that was 59.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the Dodgers White Sox. They were in L.A. by then. We don't care about that.
Right.
Then they're a bunch of West Coast sellouts.
And by the way, all of those World Series, bread only cost a nickel.
How about that? You're mocking how long ago it was, But one thing about history is...
Did it really only cost a nickel?
Who knows?
He's just making it up.
Did we have bread
back then?
That
was a great stat.
I just think that...
bread has been around forever.
It's been around since the beginning.
Yes.
Since we discovered wheat.
Yes. Well, we can grind this up and throw some water on it and bake it and it turns into something.
Damn impressive. And you know, newspapers only cost a penny. Actually, they paid you to take the newspaper. But that's a part of our history. And it's a part of Yankee Dodger history. And there may be a very short highlight on Fox, very short. But let's not forget, it's our history. It's New York City sports history. And it's really, really special, even if there aren't enough people around to tell us those stories. Mm. And let me just say this, all right? Loogie, if anyone wants to call in over the age of 95, who was there when the Brooklyn Dodgers won the World Series in 1955, we will take that call. Only one call, but we'll take that call.
I don't want to get heat like the 7 line got this week, but we essentially have our... Subway Series, because the Mets were born technically from the ashes of the Giants and the Dodgers. More Giants.
I won't go that far, but okay.
But in a way, this is our Subway Series.
This is our Subway Series? Trust me, I hate the Dodgers. Okay?
It's the same.
You know what they did? They also left us. They left us, okay? They're a bunch of guys, what's his name, Walter O'Malley, who told us all to go bleep ourselves. And I know it wasn't just him. I understand that. He didn't want to go to Queens. Because we're the Brooklyn Dodgers. I'll go with the New York Dodgers. All right, whatever. He left us to go to California, the most disgusting state in the union. I'm just kidding. It's Florida. California is the second most disgusting state in the union. So, I'm sorry. I don't take any ownage over them, but here's what I do take ownage over. Their wonderful history in our city and in our borough. Jackie Robinson never played in Los Angeles. Never. Gil Hodges is a Brooklyn Dodger. Pee Wee Reese is a Brooklyn Dodger. In fact, give you a quick story, and then I promise I'm done, because I know people are like, shut up, old man. There's only one guy.
You're acting so much older than me.
I'm sorry. I appreciate, but you appreciate history.
Of course.
And it's part of our history.
Yeah, you're going to send me down a rabbit hole about the rescheduling and reflipping of the divisions.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. There's one.
The Astros and everything.
They were the Colt 45s at first. Very politically incorrect.
Oh, jeez.
One living Brooklyn Dodger remaining, and you've all heard of his name. So it ain't something like you've never heard. Hmm. There is one, let me correct myself, 55 Brooklyn Dodger. So 1955, they beat the Yankees in the World Series in 7. They won Game 7 at Yankee Stadium. They finally beat the Yankees. One living Brooklyn Dodger, and you've all heard his name.
God, he's got to be 90-something.
He's in his 90s, and he's a legend. And that people don't think of him as a Brooklyn Dodger. That's part of the problem.
That's 69 years ago?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Let me give you a hint. This will put Sean will definitely, or Loogie will definitely get it after this. Fred Wilpon would be so proud. All right, I'm just going to tell you. Sandy Koufax was actually on the 55 Dodgers. He was 19 years old. Did not pitch in the World Series, but was on the 55 Dodgers. Okay, I'm not talking about this again. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. Great show. Couple of things, Evan. I think you're missing the boat a little bit on the judge thing.
Good.
I think that football and baseball are different than basketball and hockey in terms of one guy in judge and championships. And I think that Williams and Judge both, they never played again. They've done enough, especially Judge, obviously. But the World Series with Williams only comes up when he talked about it, him being his biggest regret.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not really a tarnish on those guys at all.
Well, I think what's different, though, between Ted and Aaron Judge is that Ted Williams had his one crack. And I think one of the great kind of defenses of him is it's a small sample size. Like, all right, he had 30 at-bats in a 7-game sequence against the Cardinals. That's it. Aaron Judge will also be judged, I know it's weird using that term, as Tiki said, on his postseason failures. I think if he had better postseason numbers, while there would still be a lot on the line to win that championship, I think it'd be a little different because I think it would be hey, it's not his fault necessarily. Let's go to Travis in the Bronx. How are you, Travis?
Evan, what's going on? How are you, gentlemen?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Listen, I told Loogie, I think the whole Aaron Judge situation, I'm a big basketball fan, and, you know, the closest thing I can compare what's happening right now with Judge and how he came into the league and really, you know, redefined what he – someone his size could do on an everyday basis and play the field and play center field, what he's doing right now. I think what he's up against right now in terms of his career and his legacy is very similar to what Dirk Nowitzki was facing when Mavericks went up against the Heat. And, you know, that team was put together and it was a walk in the park and they were you know, underdogs in the sense where everyone thought that the Heat were just going to walk over them, and, you know, it didn't happen. And I feel like that was more a legacy series for Nowitzki because it kind of cemented him as an all-time great, even though he only won one championship. And I feel like, Evan, to your point, there are no guarantees. And if the Yankees do sign Soto, and, you know, there are things that happen throughout the season that the Yankees could have the best team for the next 10 years. But if they don't play the best in October, then they don't get back to the World Series. So I think what Judge is going through right now is very similar to what Nowitzki went through and even the team, the composition, you know, like right. They brought in right. Jason Kidd and they had a lot of like really solid contributors, but you really knew who the alphas were. And I feel like it's time for them to really step up because even Kidd was brought in to maximize Nowitzki's, you know.
The one difference, though, is Jason Kidd at that time was a bit player. He was an important player, but he was not the Jason Kidd of, you know,
Nets era. The dominant, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Judge has a guy on his level as his teammate.
Yeah.
I mean, Juan Soto is right there with him. So I think the important thing to remember, and our last caller hit on it, and it's not about re-signing Juan Soto. I know that's the easy thing to say, and I'll say it again. Yeah, sure, you don't know if they're going to re-sign Juan Soto. It's not just about that. It's really tough to get to a World Series. You don't know if Gerrit Cole's going to be the same. We talked about that over the last year. Like, pitchers are walking time bombs. Like, and even this season, the Yankees in a lot of ways dodged a bullet because he got hurt, but luckily he came back. He's been mostly effective. Hasn't been the same dominant self, but has been mostly effective, and he's pitching right now. We don't know if that's the case a year or two from now. We don't know about the rest of the roster. So it's just you never know. And what I think back to was after 2017, when the Yankees had that incredible run to the seventh game of the American League Championship Series, and I fell victim to this too. I'm not just ripping others. I was a part of it. I sat here on this radio station talking to Joe, JJ, my producer at the time, Ernie, a lot of Yankee fans, and we all just assumed, oh, they'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, how would they not be back? Of course they're going to win a World Series in the next 3 or 4 years. Like, this is just the beginning. And that 17 Yankee team is caution. It's why I cautioned Met fans. It's why I cautioned Ranger fans. It's why I cautioned Knicks fans.
Right.
Like, y'all can think I do it because I don't like a team. No, I do it because I've seen it from my teams and other teams. You don't know if you're going to get back. And so I say that before this World Series, not to put added pressure on anybody. It's also to cherish it. It's also to take this moment while we get distracted by a million other things and remember your team's in the World Series. It never happens. It may never happen again, or it may happen next year, or it may not happen for 12 more years. And so for Judge and for this group, this may be their only time. And if you asked me to bet on it with my own money, I'd say it is their only time because it's tough.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to make the most of this because it will define you. It will define, Sean says, Gerrit Cole. Fine. It'll define Gerrit Cole. It'll define Aaron Judge. It'll define everybody on this. It'll define the manager. Trust me, 3 years from now, when someone calls up bitching about Aaron Boone, it's going to be a lot easier debate when you say, he won a World Series, Harold. He won a World Series, Harold. Versus you trying to say, well, he got to a World Series, Harold. It's a very different argument, Teague. Very different. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. Plus, we talked yesterday about Luke Weaver being a great World Series MVP bet. There are some others to take an eye on. And John Mara had something to say yesterday. And as he was speaking, Sean Morash and Tiki Barber chuckled and said, I told you so. I'll tell them why they're wrong. All coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.